This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Trump's highest profile authority on the coronavirus pandemic, is describing COVID-19 as his worst nightmare. The New York Times said he made the comment in remarks broadcast to a group of biotechnology industry executives. Fauci said the speed at which the disease moved around the globe was surprising. He said, in a period of 4 months, the coronavirus has devastated the whole world, and it isn't over yet. COVID-19 has so far sickened more than 7 million people worldwide and killed more than 408,000. The United States has the highest number of infections at about 2 million, and deaths. More than 111,000 people here in the U.S. have died of COVID-19. George Floyd, the African-American man who died handcuffed in police custody, was buried next to his mother Tuesday in his home state of Texas. Floyd's death under the knee of a white police officer ignited worldwide protests against racial injustice. He was memorialized at his funeral as an ordinary man transformed by fate into the cornerstone of a movement. The white police officer who kept his knee on Floyd's neck is charged with second-degree murder. Three other officers at the scene are charged with aiding and abetting. There are also calls across the country for cities to defund and reform police departments. Meantime, Floyd's family could lead a march here in Washington, being organized for August 28th to mark the anniversary, the 57th, of the 1963 I Have a Dream speech given by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. From here in the Washington area, this is VOA News. Police in Pakistan say at least 13 people are dead after an apartment building collapsed in Karachi this week. Building collapses are common in Pakistan. In March, also in Karachi, a multi-story building collapsed, killing 11 people. Hong Kong police say 53 people, were arrested when thousands of protesters ignored a police ban to mark the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement Tuesday night. Earlier in the day, hundreds also staged protests in 7 shopping malls across the Asian financial hub. The throng of demonstrators chanting pro-democracy slogans and displaying banners said Hong Kong independence and liberate Hong Kong revolution of our times. Intending to stamp out the protests, China's legislature in late May passed a plan to force sweeping national security laws on Hong Kong to prevent and punish acts and activities that threaten national security, including advocacy of secession, of subversion, terrorism, and foreign interference. Asked by reporters about the year-old protest movement, Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, said, "Everyone needs to learn a lesson from the challenges, and people should understand that Hong Kong cannot cope with chaos." Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza died after suffering what the government said was a heart attack 2 months before he was scheduled to leave office. He died at a hospital on Monday. Burundi's constitution says the president of the National Assembly replaces a president who dies, but there was no immediate word Tuesday on when the assembly leader might take office. In a statement, Human Rights Watch says Nkurunziza ruled Burundi through fear and crushed dissent. Voters in 5 U.S. states went to the polls Tuesday for political party primary elections, but the balloting in the southern state of Georgia was slow. Long lines reported there, and there were some problems, reportedly, with voting machines not working. The spread of the coronavirus pandemic here in the U.S. has pushed state election officials to institute new measures to allow absentee voting by mail, even as President Trump has contended without evidence that mail-in voting will lead to widespread voting fraud. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.